Hey, Fitheads, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing something from Warp Cigars. It's the newest release of the IPCPR 2016. It's the Villa Sombra. It's an interesting release because it's the first time that they're using an Ecuadorian Connecticut shade or Connecticut shade in general for a cigar. So I'm smoking this fairly early in the morning. That's usually when I tend to enjoy a good Connecticut shade cigar. It's kind of my first cigar of the morning. It'd probably be my first cigar of the morning or first cigar of the day anyways because it's a review sample. As I said, Ecuadorian Connecticut shade wrapper. It's made at the Tapsa factory out of Nicaragua. And the binder and the fillers are Aganorsa tobacco. So it's 100% Aganorsa. So it's got a Corojo 99 binder. And then for filler, it's using Jalapa Corojo 99 and Criollo, Criollo 98. And it comes in two sizes. So this is 5 1/4 by 50 that I'm smoking today, which is the, I'm going to screw up the name, I'm sure, it's the Mesadora. And I think the MSRP on that is about $9. And then the Mojitos, which is a 5.5 by 44, so just a tiny little guy. That one I think has an MSRP of about $8.60, $8.80. So Connecticut shade, excited to get this going. Now normally I would pair a Connecticut shade with a coffee, but given that we're doing a review today, I'll just be smoking the cigar by itself just to get all the notes that are possible. Now of course I was so excited to get going here. Totally didn't do a nose of the wrapper and the foot. My bad, but I'm excited. Anytime I get a Warp sample in my hands, I'm just excited to smoke it, so you'll have to forgive me. Using that V-cut, draws exactly where I want it to be. Sort of a light chocolate to start, a little bit of drawing wood chasing it. Some sweetness and spices in the retrohale. Quite a lot of body here for a Connecticut shade. Tons of body in the retrohale. This might have an Ecuadorian Connecticut shade wrapper, but the cigar is not giving up anything in the flavor department. Huge, huge spices on the retrohale. Yeah, very rich, very complex. Nice sweetness, like I said, that chocolate, then some chasing spices going into the retrohale, or going into the post-draw. So a lot of cigar to go. We'll check back in. So we're hitting about the 6-minute, 7-minute mark here, and if you're expecting a light-bodied cigar from this, you are in for a big surprise. There is a ton of pepper, ton of spices, ton of body. It might have an Ecuadorian Connecticut shade wrapper, but it's not at all what you would consider to be a cigar blended with an Ecuadorian Connecticut shade wrapper. I think if you were to put a Habano wrapper on this cigar, it would just be too full-bodied. As it stands right now, it's sitting in the medium plus category already. Now, I'm hoping that that kind of calms down as the cigar settles in, but it certainly starts out with, I mean, if you didn't know any better, you'd think it was a Habano wrapper. It's just got so much body to it. Very enjoyable, but a heck of a way to start the first cigar of the day. In the 10-minute mark, unfortunately or unfortunately, depending on your stance, the pepper and spices are starting to abate already, which is probably a good thing, because I think if they had stayed at the medium plus, this would have been a very tough smoke first thing in the morning. The sweetness is kind of picking up, and that post-draw pepper that was really, really lingering on the mouthfeel, really starting to give up now. So there's a lot more sweetness, a lot more nuance, and a little bit of that cedar coming back, which I initially got off the first draw, which just then got ran right over. It's coming back now. So looking at the name, I'm not sure if it's the Villa Sombra or the Villa Sombra. It should be Villa Sombra. But regardless, at about the 25-minute mark, it's really settled in now. That intense spice and sort of medium-plus body has really stepped down now to more of an approachable medium level. It's very creamy chocolate, kind of more what I would expect out of something with an Ecuadorian Connecticut shade wrapper. There is still a little bit of hints of spices at the back of the throat here, just to sort of let you know this is not an everyday traditional Ecuadorian Connecticut shade type blend. Probably have another 15 or 20 minutes here before we get into the middle third, and I'll check back in. Just passing the 45-minute mark, and the Villa Sombra is starting to pass into the middle third here. Still that creamy chocolate. The spices have really almost disappeared. They're at a very light level now. There is a bit of a drying mouthfeel. That cedar that I was kind of picking up is kind of carrying into the post-draw and adding a little bit of drying mouthfeel there. So I'll check back in the middle third here and see what other flavors come to the surface. At the 50-minute mark, and the middle third is kind of establishing itself here. Still have that creamy chocolate. Underneath that, there's like a sweet, earthy component. It doesn't have any bitterness to it. It's, again, it's very sweet. It's kind of interesting. It's almost got a baking spice component to it, so kind of mixing in with that earth. Really interesting complexity there. The spices are back a little bit more prominent in the retrohale. So if you do a pretty serious retrohale, 50 or 70%, you need a lot more of that spicy component at about a light plus. On the regular draw, hardly detectable. at the 45-minute mark and really at the halfway point of the Via Sombra, there's a nice little espresso note coming through now. It's not, again, I don't think anything now for flavor profile is overly strong. Everything's either medium or light plus, so it just adds some more body to that creamy chocolate. I think it goes without saying that anything with a Ecuadorian Connecticut shade wrapper would go really well with a coffee. This is no different. Really wish I had a coffee to pair with here, but again, you know, typically when we review a cigar, we want to review it with only water just to get the most flavor profile out of here. It's a really, really good cigar. I wouldn't expect anything less of anything coming out of Warped, especially with that Aganorsa tobacco in there. Very rich experience. Like, you know, if you go into this thinking it's just going to be another Connecticut shade cigar, this has a lot more body than what you would typically expect with a traditional Connecticut. I'll check back in as the middle third winds down. Now we're 15 minute mark, really into the last third here. There's a little bit of a hay component mixing in. Again, everything here I would describe as a light to light plus. None of the other flavors have really dropped off, except for the spices, which I was picking up in the middle third. That light hay has kind of taken its place, so we'll see what other flavors come to the surface here in the last third. Now our 25-minute mark at the halfway point of the last third. Still lots of great chocolate here, mixing in with a little bit of cedar. And then the hay just rounds out the whole profile. Again, I was kind of maybe expecting the spices to come back, but they have not. Probably have another 15 minutes of smoking time here, but great cigar. If you're a big fan of Connecticut shade wrappers, I think this is going to appeal to you, especially if you like something with a little bit more body to it. I think this is going to land in a box split category for me, but I'll check back in and see what other flavors come to the surface before we wrap it up here. Wrapping up the review of the Warped Via Sombra Macedora, a great cigar, really enjoyed it. Again, I think it's going to land easily in the box split category for me. If you're looking for something Ecuadorian Connecticut shade with a little bit more body to it, this is definitely going to rank high on your charts. I recommend you try it out for sure. With an MSRP of $9, very approachable for everyone. Hope you enjoyed the Cigar Federation video review. If you enjoyed the review, check out our written review at cigarfederation.com and give us an up thumbs up, vote up arrow, toss us a comment, or you can drop us a line, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.